Well versed. Poetry on radio.
Hello, I'm Alice Richardson. I started writing poetry when I was just a child. I used to sit in the almond tree in our backyard and write little bits of poetry. Haven't done it for quite a while until I joined the writers group in Salisbury, and now I've done a few poems and I'm happy to be able to read some to you. A Walk in the Park. Each placement of my foot on the frosted grass tinkles and shatters like glass. Filmy mist floating delicately amongst the scrubby bushes, pierced and rent by the sun's probing fingers of light. Molten gold spills across the horizon, touches and gilds the uppermost leaves. Crisp cold air wakens my lungs. Clean, sharp eucalyptus perfume delights my senses. I stand rapt. A kookaburra chuckles. Others get the joke and burst into an explosion of laughter. Caw of crow, croak of raven, magpies caroling their glorious chorale to the eager dawn. Breathtaking. Joggers, cyclists, people urgently walking dogs. The spell is broken. The sun rises on just another day. The party. There's a flurry in the cul-de-sac for the word had got about. Old Jack was turning 80, and they'd only just found out. Old Jack kept it quiet. He didn't want a fuss. Bugger him, the blokes all said. What about all of us? It's about time we had a shindig. Bring out the 44. We'll chop some wood and stoke her up, and we'll all be warm for sure. We better get provisions in, they said, with eyes a-glinting, and off to the local bottle shop a few of them went sprinting. Bob's Mrs. Marge said she'd get to and make a chocolate cake, and all the ladies said they'd bring whatever they could make. Old Jack, meanwhile, was oblivious. He just wasn't consulted. Well, if they had informed the bloke, he'd probably have bolted. So while old Jack was at the local having his three beers, all he's allowed to have by Shirl, his girl, for 60 years, there was a hustle and a bustle as the barbies all were dusted, and sausages, hamburgers and steak rubbed with salt and mustard, the eskies lined up on the verge and trestle tables placed strategically around the street while dogs and kids were chased. Old Jack drove round the corner, being careful not to crash his precious, immaculate V8 Ford into bins placed round for trash. He smiled a crack at neighbours who waved and yelled, "G'day!" Drove up the drive, parked the car and locked it safe away. Into the kitchen he brightly strolled. "What's for dinner, Shirl?" he said. "You think I'm cooking now," she parried. "You've got rocks in your head. Get out there with all your mates and have a snag or two. They've all put in to make a good slap-up party for you." Old Jack felt odd. It was very kind of them, which made him glad. But he just wanted to sit in his chair, watch TV, which made him sad. Still, off he went, put on a smile and took some snags and bread, with tomato sauce and onion. Wind, he thought, but never said. And in due time it happened as he knew it would. He farted. A couple of mates beside him stepped away and they were parted. He looked quickly at the dog behind, who never even blinked. Rusty was used to taking the blame whenever there was a stink. The night went on with joyful songs, with drinks, sangers and cake. The fire roared and crackled while they drank and ate their steak. And no one noticed when old Jack ducked through their own side gate to sit in his recliner and watch TV, but not too late. The wives' brigade were up at dawn, cleaning and tidying the street. Rusty had already scoffed the bits that he could eat. Old Jack got up early, took the Victor from the shed, revved her up and mowed the grass around the garden bed.
You are listening to Wellversed on PBAFM 89.7.
Hi, I'm Alan Padgham. I'm from Salisbury North, and I guess I've been writing off and on for a reasonable length of time, and having retired and finding nothing else to do on my hands, I've become more and more enthusiastic about it. I attend the creative writing at Jack Young Centre with a group of other people, and in between that, it kind of helps fill in the day. I don't spend all my time writing poetry. Poetry is a thing that I do on occasions, and you have to kind of wait for the mood to actually strike you. But I guess I'm more comfortable most of the time with prose and other things. But every now and again, a little light goes on in your head, and you've just really got to do it. And when it works, it's lovely fun. We heard it from within the writing group and from listening to Words Out Loud, which are a program you may be familiar with. Most unexpected. It was most unexpected when I came to the door. It was sat on my doormat and sniffed at the floor. Now the doorbell was ringing, but no one was there. This was most unexpected. It gave me a scare. Now I looked at this thing that was sniffing and wailing with a lot of alarm as my senses were failing. I was lost for a moment. Oh, what could I do? It had picked up my doormat and started to chew. With a voice that was firm, I cried, "Don't chew that, Matt!" And that worked, for it dropped it, and I thought that was that. But it picked up a plant from the tub near the door, and it swallowed it whole and was looking for more. Now I thought that it was looking unduly at me. It was too large to fight. I was too old to flee. This was most unexpected. My mind was a blank. I was lost for a moment, but then shouted, "Hey, Frank!" Now this guy's my neighbour, and he can be relied to deal on most problems with big things you might ride. For he's a Harley, a jet ski, and a horse in his stable. So with things big and ugly, he is very able. I hoped he'd be there, and I hoped he could see how to deal with this thing that was troubling me. There was no sign of Frank. I was feeling dejected. He was always at home. This was most unexpected. So I worried and wondered, had my neighbour Frank Wheaton been called to his doorway, and had he been eaten? Could this happen to me? Was there cause for alarm? Was this thing a life threat, or a thing of no harm? Then it leapt in the air and flew off to the east, and that was the last that I saw of that beast. Then I woke in my bed. It's a dream. I was singing. That was most unexpected, and my doorbell was ringing. The Golden Syrup Dumpling Gang. Should the Golden Syrup Dumpling Gang come knocking on your door, then it's best to pretend that you're out with a friend, or that maybe your hearing is poor. If the Golden Syrup Dumpling Gang do get inside your door, they don't steal or rob, no, that isn't their job, but they make you eat dumplings for sure. The Golden Syrup Dumpling Gang, they terrorise the street. You can try to be strong, but you will not last long, for they have ways of making you eat. So my warning is clear to you people who fear about dumplings and your diet ender. Just keep yourself trim and spend time in the gym, because they won't call at all if you're slender.
You are listening to Wellversed on PBAFM 89.7.
My name is Alex Robertson. I started writing when I was a teenager and have indulged in poetry and short stories ever since. I heard of the Wellversed project via a writing group and loved to be involved in the project. Body art. Previously linked to sailors, working class artistry on portable canvases, this ink on skin, dug in with needles, a wide palette fading over time, once graceful, perhaps somewhat foolhardy, as seen decades on. Newfangled directions in modern times, a myriad of colours concocted, and delivered on many a young sort, fluorescent light allowing phosphorescence, and the masters replicated, for talented artists and willing participants. A special creativity, now adorning some of the elite, ladies' pins speckled with paintings, modern knights with sleeves adorned, anything goes on the football field, and literary quotes ornamenting ankles. A different type of fashion statement with permanent consequences. Salisbury Centre, 2018. Evolution of a Township. John Harvey's spoils found in the gallery. Now the living city. Council chambers front and centre. Grave sites the dead heart of it. The commercial centre, John Street. Community minded with the library. A brick-paved plaza with vehicle traffic, beginning at the train station, past businesses that come and go, and the centre car park, the hotel undergoing renovations, no longer a slab available in the drive-thru. Parabank's expanding with new tenants, a central business district beyond Jepps Cross. The Little Para, formerly a boundary, always a life source, meandering through the once outer suburbs, ready to be gentrified. The train stop, now ticketed with barrier gates, a major station on the Gawler Express run, witness to the strata of society, from private school students to city workers on the 9-to-5 shift. The outer journey collecting and depositing those escaping the rat race. PBAFM, a melting pot of cultures, broadcast to the north and beyond. Royal visits and interviews from guests, like the council area, becoming more vibrant as the distance from Adelaide 5000 matters, but not to a northerner.
You are listening to Wellversed on PBAFM 89.7.
My name's Karen, and I'm reading a poem on behalf of Anthea Obst for the Wellversed competition. And the name of the poem is Time and Change. Time and change. The winds whip through the town, stinging, biting sand tears at everything in sight. No people peer from windows, fearing to brave the storm. No dogs huddle in dark corners, whimpering quietly. Beams groan and tumble, no screams are heard. Roofing flies amid the debris, banisters and furniture endlessly cartwheeling to nowhere. Crash, glass shatters, sending shards through the air, but it remains unnoticed. Lightning strikes a barn, flames leap hungrily amongst the old hay. Beetles and mice scatter across the plains. No cries ring out, not a human sound is heard. The fire spreads, smoke fills the road, to compete with the oncoming darkness of the menacing clouds. Lightning streaks brightly across the sky, illuminating the empty landscape. Thunder rolls around the town, splashes of rain are sucked greedily into the barren, dry soil, soon becoming pools on the drenched ground. An old tree on the horizon bursts apart from the force of raw electricity. Embers are quickly extinguished. Time passes, the storm abates. The land begins to heal itself. Still no one emerges from the ruined buildings. For many years, there has been emptiness. Change has come and taken those who once inhabited the town. Change, which people say must happen for the world to survive, has made its mark.
You are listening to Wellversed on PBAFM 89.7.
Hi there, my name's Avalanche. I chose Avalanche because I'm big and I'm white and I knock things flying, and it's just a nice stage name that I adopted. And I first heard about this here Words Out Loud actually on Facebook, and then at Friendly Street where they handed out these wonderful little bits of paper, and that's what I'm into at the moment. I first started writing, I would have been about 6 years old, I think, and of course it's the sort of thing you expect a six-year-old to write. And just been writing ever since then, and much far more importantly, reading's far more important than writing, I think. This is called Round the World. Find the line that turns the knife. Now I have to go round the world and square the moon, dry the tides and forget about memory. No matter how hard you scrub, there's always going to be a mark, which may well fade like that scar, but the long gone stitches still twitch and may well fade like that scar. There's always going to be a mark. No matter how hard you scrub dry the tides and forget about memory, round the world and square the moon. And now I really have to go and find that line that turns the knife. This is called The Old Maestros. There's no need to sit in the front row. My place is under an open window, or even out there in the field, for the muse comes and goes just fine. Please, please don't let it stop on my account. but let the old maestro speak and fill our hearts with such joy, endless laughing skies. Oh my, one does get rather overcome. Well, it does speak directly, wherever you are, in the stalls or in the gods or behind a door. It sets us all a quiver like a reed in the wind, a bird in the sky, the endless dance of stars. And it's fine, really, no need for concern. Just let this old monkey dance at the waterfall.
You are listening to Wellversed on PBAFM 89.7.
Hi, I'm Barry Thompson. I started writing poetry around 1997, that is, and I'm in the Jack Young Centre's writers group, and that's where I heard about Wellversed. Sparrows fall. The catatonic stare, those eyes that once reflected life, reflect the city's neon glare. No one to care. Concrete pavement for a bed, brick walls a pillow for her head. Young face that looks so old, her skin that feels so cold. The forearm bound so tight, pronounces veins dark blue, arterial roads on the highway of humanity that lead to nowhere. Punctures on the flesh, small craters on a lightless moon, life taken far too soon while young and fresh. Oblivion's voice softly calls as Iceman counts his haul, starts out on his nightly trawl. Another sparrow falls from the tree of life. Death's kiss is sweet. The Nightbird. Soft music plays the night, the wind through trees, a soft and gentle breeze, with all the stars in sight. Outside a nightbird sings, rekindling memories it brings, of your sweet touch and kiss, things that I will always miss. Those memories will never die, it seemed that they had passed, here in my heart they'll always last, however hard I try. The nightbird, still it sings. The door chimes start to ring. Perhaps it's you that has returned, the only one for whom I've yearned. It's just the thought that it may be, and now it sets my senses free. I turn the lock to see a face so fair, but when I look, there's no one there. And still the nightbird sings.
You are listening to Wellversed on PBAFM 89.7.
Hi, I'm Belle McQuillan. I started writing generally in, I guess, English class in year 8, so that was a long while ago. And then from there, just words would come into my mind and I would just write them down. I learned about the Wellversed project from a friend of PBA, and here I am. Summertime lovin'. In the summertime, my lovin' is fine, like the cherries. In a life of meantime, the beat of a jazz quintet, the hum of my sax upon gleaming lips of fire, as I blow upon my sweet melody, the sanctuary of inner expressionism becomes a tune that lives within me. Reflections. Tell me how my life will ever be the same. Tell me why I choose to live without refrain. Tell me what you'd do if you were me, as I'm so close but yet so far from living on the edge. In the morning light, I lay down and close my eyes. I think about my life and all of its intricate demise. The tears fall down upon my pillow whilst I'm thinking why. Why do I do the things I do? I fall down through the skies. Tell me how can I learn restraint? Tell me why I never complain about intent. Tell me what would you see when you look upon my soul, in my moral realm, my reality, henceforth my demise? Would you forgive me? Will my life ever be the same? Because I'm so close but yet so far from living on the edge. Can I forgive myself for all the heartache and the pain? The truth is hard to bear, my guilt is the flame. How can I be so untrue to myself? Life is not a game, sanity amid the plains.
You are listening to Wellversed on PBAFM 89.7.
My name's Ben Adams. I guess I had a poem published when I was in year 8, actually. That was sort of, so I've been writing poetry since then, a bit more sort of seriously in the last couple of years. And I heard about Wellversed through Facebook, I'm pretty sure, probably the Adelaide Poetry Gig Guide on Facebook. So social media. Ghost Gum. I like to imagine you finding the answers that elude us all, seeing the picture that will not be put together, winning the fight that spins its wheels in muddy circles beside a battered highway flood marker tilting backwards in the dirt. I like to imagine you bested only by your own brightest instincts, a change of mind or a heart that would open itself to retraversing old routes and see the world in the flickering play of sun and shade through a ghost gum's leaves in the middle of February. I like to imagine you winching out of the flash-flooded riverbed once more, seeing at last the mirage in truth, dusty grit and the smell of heat to make it solid in the mind. I like to imagine that imagining this will be enough to make it real, and though I know that it won't, I embrace the illusion anyway. Roman Sky. Youth is an empire braced against the invasion of years. In summer heat, speed limits shimmer by the roadside, encircled outposts of control ignored by the rush of passing cars. We drive towards our proving ground. There, waves sound in the distance while scorched leaves are whipped from the dirt by oven gusts of thick, dry air, and stone cottage walls are frontier ruins baking in the sun. Through long afternoons, we gulp Falernian wine and send word back from the edge. There is nothing out here, nothing left to defend, except an idea, this empire braced against the invasion of years, and the sky above, like Rome itself, a canvas of splendid familiarity hung above the burning wind.
You are listening to Wellversed on PBAFM 89.7.
Hi, my name is Betty. I began writing years ago as kind of a therapy. It was a way to get some of the pain out, some of the humour of life, and to see the absurdity in all parts. I learned about Wellversed through being a member of the Teacher Gully Writers group at the Teacher Gully Library, and just find inspiration and courage in putting pen to paper. Drug Life by Betty Artis. My hate turns you to ash, creature that you've become. Your soul has been cremated. I'm all alone and numb. Why should you escape the trouble and the trial? Life is so unfair. You lie in your denial. Even if the worst was yours, what gives you the right to welcome your oblivion, leaving battlefield fights? She snuck into your system and promised peace and ease. You suicide each day, trapped in your disease. Heroin is your heroine, white-hot painful powder. Worship demanding whore, you would kill to please her. She gobbles on your rotting flesh. Your death is come and done. Needle dangles from the vein. She leaves now she has won. I take this as my lesson. My tear ducts are all dry. I wish I'd never met you, but I grieve you while you die. Shut down. If you attack me, I will shut down. I will draw the curtains closed. My mask is harder than yours will ever be. It won't even chip. My eyes will not leak in front of you. I will chill you with a stare. I have seen your kind before. People stronger than you have failed to break me. There is nothing left to destroy. There is nothing for you here. You can't touch me inside. You are dust, not enough for a sneeze, not enough to block a pore. An inactive microbe, no living threat, nothing to fear. My success will blind you. My strength will cripple you. My indifference crush you.
You are listening to Wellversed on PBAFM 89.7.
Hi, my name's Bruce Greenhouch, here to read some poetry today. And I began writing poetry probably about 7 or 8 years ago, and it's continued to be a growing interest ever since. I heard about Well-Versed through a poetry group, Friendly Street Poets, and that brought me here today. Passion fruit. I never cared for passion fruit, its dark resilient skin, the slippery eyes within. I never tired of lost causes, tales of losers and closed doors, ruins and forgotten wars. I never had enough of nothing, empty rooms and stasis, silence and abandoned places. A passion then, for passion spent, for the losing side of an argument, for rays of light revealing dust, for rubbish tips, for junk, for rust, for wintry days with cups of tea. I even have an arts degree.
You are listening to Well-Versed on PBAFM 89.7.
Well, my name's Brenton Cox, and I am fairly recent, really, in my poetry journey. So I've only been writing poetry for about a year and a half now. I've always been a writer in different forms and ways, but poetry has been quite a recent discovery, so about a year and a half. And I first heard about the Well-Versed program through a group here in Adelaide called the Friendly Street Poets, and they're a group that's been going for many years and just exists to foster poetry in Adelaide and South Australia. And one of the guys that's part of the group there mentioned the Well-Versed series, so yeah, I thought it was a great thing to take part in. The gift. There is the gift, wrapped by loving hands, the fullness of form concealed. Given with silent instruction, not to hold, but rather to open, a purposed unveiling of kind, something unique, a surprise, a joy, a potential, shared with those gathered. There is the gift. You are the gift. You are the gift. Wrapped by loving hands, the fullness of form concealed. Given with silent instruction, not to hold, but rather to open. A purposed unveiling of kind. Something unique. A surprise, a joy, a potential, shared with those gathered. You are the gift. Construct. Don't show me your finished product. I don't want to see it. Instead, show me your work in progress. Show me the parts that are under construction. Talk about the shapes that have yet to fully form, the potentials that have yet to emerge. Tell me about the inklings and the urgings and the nudges. Give me a sense for that which is unnamed. Sound the echo of the persistent callings and the faint rumblings. Tell me about the edges and the cliff tops. Speak of the horizon, hazy in the distance. Grant me access to your construct of becoming. Don't show me your finished product. I don't want to see it. Instead, show me your work in progress.
For making the Well-Versed show possible, many thanks to PBAFM 89.7, Salisbury Council, Joanne Baker, Connie Berg, Phil Bottick, Leanne Coleman, Frederick Willett, and Sharina Winton.